tomorrow or this afternoon before the start of our game. I was going to say three games on K-Country 95 today. Well, the girls' championship of the Battle of the Border tournament at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be the the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And we'll have the championship game in the men's division, the Alton Comets Battle Highlands in that one. And we got basketball going on right now over on our sister station, AM 1290 and FM 103.7 begin. Right now, it is Hillcrest and Alton. That game probably getting close to being over. That's in the consolation final. And the men's consolation final coming up here a little bit later on will be the Viola Longhorns and the Mammoth Spring Bears. Both games again on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, the GIF. They have shut the lights out on us here. They're doing their introduction of the starting lineup. We're at Willard High School. They do a pretty neat production here to introduce their team. Willard was the winner last night. They beat Lebanon by 30. And we mentioned already, Fayette Bobcats the winner last night. They beat Lamar. No, we're not in the tournament. It's just a couple of scheduled games if they wanted to happen. And Willard High School was kind enough to host the game last night for the Thayer Bobcats with Lamar. And then, of course, had the regular scheduled game here this afternoon. Last year, you might remember, Lamar came to Thayer and the Bobcats pulled out a hard-fought victory. Well, most of these Willard Tigers are back. I meant to say Willard came to Thayer, and most of the Willard Tigers are back from that team. Let's take that starting lineup. It'll be Cooper Wilkin, a 5'7 junior, Brent Hall, a 5'11 senior, Trey Pulford, a 6'1 senior, along with Hayden Brown, a 6'4 senior, and Gavin Davis, the 6'4 senior. Bobcats, usual starting lineup, Lane Grimes, Keaton Nicholson, Gage Pitts, Jordan Andrews, and who do I leave out? Aiden Burns. And the Thayer Bobcats control the tip, and we are underway. Bobcats wearing the green uniform, trimmed in white. Willard in the home whites tonight. Thayer working on the perimeter, going to get the ball down inside for Keaton Nicholson, and he's going to get tied up. Good defensive play by Willard. Number four coming over, Trey Pulford, and tied him up as Nicholson made the turn to go to the hole down in the low block, and Pulford came down out of a high spot on that zone and tied him up. Here's Willard with the basketball. Out on top is Hall. He'll kick it to the top of the key, around down in the left corner to Pulford. Pulford handles it one time, bounces it on the floor, gives it back out to Hall. Hall right back to Pulford. Pulford swings it around for Wilkin. Wilkin going to dump it down low to one of the big men, Gavin Davis, down along the baseline. Dribbles it back out to the wing. And Willard taking their time here. They got the ball back in the hands of Davis. Davis back off to Pulford. Long three-point shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Thayer. That is Jordan Andrews going all the way into the rim. Pulled back a little fadeaway jumper that's no good. And the rebound off the hands of Willard and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down under their own bucket. Gage Pitts will be the trigger man for Thayer. 1 minute into the first quarter, no score here. Thayer looking inbound, got it in the lane to Burns. His shot rejected by Davis. And here comes Willard the other way. Shot is up by Pulford, no good. And the Thayer Bobcats come down with the rebound. Gage Pitts running the floor. Pulls it out to the left side. Gives on top for Andrews. A little shake and bake. Over to Grimes around the three-point line on the right side. Thayer Bobcats again. All five starters scoring at least 8 points in the game last night. Four of them in double figures. Thayer working the offense. Burns outside. Swings around to Pitts. Let's go with three-pointer. That one's no good. The rebound is controlled by Pulford for Willard. Dumps it down to Davis ahead of the pack, and he lays it up in the air. Gavin Davis with the first 2 points of the night, and they're to the Willard Tigers. Willard on top early. Here's Thayer Bobcats working the offense again. Got it to Burns on the left side. Nicholson cutting through the lane. Couldn't get in the ball. Back outside now to Grimes. Grimes right side in the corner for Jordan Andrews. Andrews going to pump a three ball all the way. That one is up off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound taken by Brown for Willard. Here's a shot in the corner by Wilkin, blocked by Pitts. Loose ball picked up by the Willard Tigers. Tigers get it to a cutter in the lane, all the way to the bucket. Will go Cooper Wilkin. Wilkin with two. Thayer Bobcats the other way, going to the rack. Lane Grimes, he gets his shot blocked, but he's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Folks, this one's going to be a war this afternoon. The Willard Tigers and the Thayer Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number four, Trey Pulford. Will be his first of the afternoon. First team foul on the Willard Tiger. Lane Grimes to the free throw line to shoot for Thayer. First one is up and good. See how the Bobcats play today after the game late last night and then in the motel overnight. And I stayed at the same motel. They were pretty good last night. Didn't hear a whole lot of noise. This team pretty focused. right, 4-2, Willard with the lead. They've got the basketball, got it down to Pulford in the corner. Three ball is on the way. That one's off the rim. Rebounded by Davis for the Tigers. Davis gives it off to Hall. Hall driving the baseline. Back to Davis. He goes up for a shot and gets fouled. Good ball movement by the Willard Tigers. And the foul will be on the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts going to be called for the foul. Will be his first. Gage nursing a little bit of an injury to his left arm today. Talking to Coach Matt Pitts about that earlier. First free throw is up and good for Gavin Davis, 6'4 senior. And he puts Willard on top, 5-2. Second shot is up and bounces up over the front of the rim and good. So Gavin Davis with 4 and Willard with a 4-point lead early. 5:22 to go in the first quarter. And Bobcats working around the perimeter. Now here's Burns for 3, top of the key. That one's no good. Bobcats come down with the offensive rebound, back outside to Grimes. On top to Andrews. Andrews slashing into the basket as it poked away. Picked down by Pulford. Pulford, dribble drive through the traffic, gives up to Brown, kicks it back outside for Wilkin. Wilkin, ooh, almost gave it up. Wilkins got it out on top. Now back to Davis. Davis to Pulford. Pulford to the right side for Wilkin. Wilkin in the corner for Brown. Brown dumps it inside, and Davis shoots and scores again. Bobcats not having any answer right now for Gavin Davis, the big senior. Kind of having his way with the Bobcats in the middle. They are working on the perimeter now, down by 6 here in the first quarter. That may be the biggest deficit for Thayer all year. So far, 5 games in. Bobcats with the basketball, going down to the baseline. Lane Grimes with it, little wraparound pass, got it to Burns. Burns penetrates into the lane, pull-up jumper. Is a little bit short, no good. Thayer not shooting the ball well here in the early going, maybe rushing it a little bit. And Willard down the other end, shot is up, a 3 ball, good by Cooper Wilkins. And the Thayer Bobcats, Matt Pitts, wants a timeout. 11-2, Willard with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back to Willard High School in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back at Willard High School. Coach Matt Pitts calling this a quick timeout here midway through the first quarter. His team is down 11-2. Only points for the Bobcats have come from the free throw line. Not shooting the ball well here. They got some good looks. Thayer off the timeout. Got the ball to Andrews. Andrews to the elbow. Pulls up the jumper. Off the back iron. No good. Burns gets the rebound out the top of the key. He'll take it out to the left wing on the dribble drive. And Thayer gets back into the offense. Here's Burns going to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Good. Maybe that'll get this team going. Aiden Burns hits a jumper from the free throw line. Willard, out of the way in a hurry. Got it down to Hall. Hall in the corner for Brown. Brown gets it up to Pulford on the baseline. And he'll kick it back out front. Restart with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. All Willard so far, 11-4. They dump it down inside to Gavin Davis. Turns left and scores. Davis, 8 points in the quarter. Thayer doesn't have an answer for the big 6'4 senior. He's dominating things inside. There, Bobcats with a basketball. Out on top to Burns. Burns down to Grimes. 3 ball out of the corner. That one's good. That one helps. Bobcats starting to find it now. And that makes it a 13-7 ball game. Thayer back to within 6 after being down 9. Willard with it, working around the horn. Got it to Hall. Hall's pass to the left side. Almost stolen by Andrews. Going to go off his hands out of bounds. They're going to have to pick it up on the defensive end here. Giving up 13 points already in the quarter. We still got 2:59 to play. Ball goes left side for Willard to Hall. Hall to Davis. Pass in the middle. Ooh, almost stolen. Burns couldn't quite corral it. And it's taken by Wilkin. Wilkin will move it around the horn and gets it back out front to Hall. Hall handles at the top of the key. Thayer playing out really kind of a 1-2-2 zone here. And they go to Davis at the high post. He'll kick it back outside for Hall. Thought about the 3. Doesn't take it. Gives it over to Brown. Brown in the corner to Davis. Now to number 11, Brown, into the lane, and he makes a nice spin move and scores. 6'4 senior Hayden Brown, his first 2 points of the night. Here come the Thayer Bobcats, down 8. Here goes Andrews, going to the lane. Oh, he misses the layup, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. I mean, you won't see Jordan Andrews miss that shot. hardly ever. And we're going to get a foul called here on the Willard Tigers. And what are we going to get? We're going to call the foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts called for the foul. He's standing in the middle of the floor saying, what did I do? I don't know how they got that foul. I don't know where that came from. Gage Pitts going to be called for a push, apparently away from the ball. Wow. So Willard got the ball back out on top of the key. Wilkins brings it to the high post, hands it to Brown. Brown dribbles in the lane, looking for an opening, gets to the bucket, but he's going to get high traffic. He traveled on the play. 2:04 to go in the first quarter there. Bobcats down 8 here at Willard High School. Glad to have you along on a Saturday afternoon. There, Bobcats taking their time, bringing the ball up the floor, feed it over to Aiden Burns. Burns over to Grimes. Grimes will give it to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Pitts. Gage down the corner to Andrews. The three-ball is good. Jordan Andrews, first bucket of the night, comes from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And here comes Willard down the other way. Got an open man under the bucket. Misses the shot. Pitts down the rebound. Thayer on the fly. Andrews misses the shot. Burns with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in. Grimes has got it in traffic. And as it pokes away, ball loose on the floor. Andrews gets it back, feeds it out front. Nicholson down the left side of the lane. Count it and a foul. Keaton Nicholson, the Thayer Bobcats, picking up the pace here at Willard this afternoon. Foul's going to be on number 32, Gavin Davis. He tried to draw the charge. Nicholson with his first 2 points. And just like that, Thayer back within three with a chance to make it a two-point game. Bobcats. And you know what? We need to play a little faster. Nicholson misses the free throw. That rebound taken by Willard. Here come the Tigers. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. I think if Thayer's going to compete with Willard this afternoon, they're going to have to play fast. Get it up and down the floor. Make those bigs run a little bit. Here's one of those bigs with us, high post. 24, Blake Shanks, who just checked in. Goes back outside. Three-point ball is good for Brent Hall with a three-pointer for Willard. And Willard back up by 6 again, 18-12. They can shoot the three as well. They've hit two of them in the quarter. Thayer's hit two. Bobcats on the offensive end. 53 seconds to go in the half. Got it to Gage Pitts. Gage now going to Grimes on the right side wing. Lane looks for him to make a move. Throws it through the lane to Nicholson. Back outside to Burns. Burns hangs in the air. Shoots. No good. Got that little 10-footer and it wouldn't go down. And Willard running the floor back the other way. Got it down to Wilkins. Wilkins. Down in the left corner to Brown. Brown. Cross court. Wilker to Hall. He steps for a three. No good. Rebound Gage Pitts. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 18-12 with the basketball. I think they probably hold this one for the final shot. Willard. Playing a little zone defense here. Andrews has got it for Thayer. Out around the midcourt stripe. Brings it in the front court. Looking for a screen. 9 seconds to go. Andrews pull up jumper from 12 feet. That one is no good. Shot it a little early, I thought. And here comes Willard the other way. Shot from the left side by Wilkin. It's no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 18-12. Thayer Bobcats, down by 6 as we head to the second quarter. We'll take timeout. Back to Willard High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Let Hirsch Feed help you finish your holiday shopping. Starting December 13th through the 24th, we have 20% off Twisted X boots and buy one, get one 50% off Montana Smith jewelry. Take 10% off Bruder and Ertl Farm Toys, Durango boots, socks, cinch tops, and jeans. We have 15% off Breyer and Buster brand toys, Panhandle tops, Ariat boots, jeans, tops, and much more. Their store only. Merry Christmas from all of us.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply are more than up on store.
And we're back set for our second quarter of action. Thayer Bobcats are down by 6 as we head to the second period. 18-12, our score is too much. Gavin Davis in the first quarter, the Willard Tigers senior, with 8 points in the quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball here, working around the perimeter. And they work it to the right side, got it to Pitts. He'll fire a three-pointer. That's going good. Gage Pitts hits a three from the right wing. And that three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They are back to within three. Remember, the Bobcats have been down by nine here in the first half. Willard with the basketball. They get it over to Brett Hall. Hall swings it in the corner for Brown. Brown dumping it inside for Davis. Ball stolen by Nicholson. Thayer off on the break. Long pass up the court to Burns, who is wide open for the lay-in. What a pass. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within one. And Coach Jeremy Dressler of the Willard Tigers wants a timeout. 18-17. Thayer down one. 7:25 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And we're back to Willard, where the Fair Bobcats have come from nine down and trailed just one here with 7:25 to play in the first half. Game brought to you by some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. We'll mention them here in just a moment. Willard Tigers with a basketball out of the timeout. They've got it on top for Brett Hall. Hall feeds over to number 20, Logan Crichton, who just checked into the ballgame. Back outside to Hall. Hall going down to the left side. Brett Hall, and they throw it into the backcourt. Ball's going to go backcourt. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And I was going to say green ball. Ball was tipped by Jordan Andrews out front. They are picking it up a little bit on the defensive end and picking up the pace on the offensive side of the ball. And if rallied from nine down, the trail by just one here. They're shooting the three ball. They've hit three of them already tonight. Willard with it on the outside. Got it to Crichton. Crichton going to the high post for Shanks. Shanks gives off to Pulford, and he hits a three. Trey Pulford with a three-pointer for Willard, and that is a four. Three three-pointers hit by Willard here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down by four. Jordan Andrews going down the baseline, dumps the ball off and around the horn to Grimes for three. That one's off the front rim, no good. Andrews down the rebound for Thayer, puts it back up from him. The All-Stater now with 5 points. The Thayer Bobcats back within two. 6 minutes and change to go in the first half. Willard with the basketball. They go to Shanks. Shanks at the elbow, kicks it back outside. Got it up there to Gavin Davis. Davis cross court with a pass. Deflected. Oh, it's not deflected. Goes out of bounds. Lane Grimes got up and bothered it. And Pulford could not make the connection. And substitution here for Willard, number 24, Blake Shanks out of the game. Number 11, Hayden Brown, the 6'4 senior, checks back in. Thayer Bobcats here with a chance to tie. Lane Grimes on the outside. Kicked it over to Pitts. Pitts, pull-up free-throw line jumper. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up and around, controlled by Willard. Pulford comes with it up the right sideline. He'll give it to Brown. Brown swings it over to Crichton. Crichton top the key, back to Pulford. Pulford looking inside, nobody open there. Gives it out to Davis. Out on the wing, Davis going into a lane. Oh, nice move by Hayden Brown. Little spin move to get the lay-in over the front of the rim. Thayer coming the other way. Keaton Nicholson got out in front. Gives the ball up to Andrews. Andrews back out and around the horn to Burns on the left side wing. 5:24 to play in the half. Thayer down four. Bobcats with the ball. Burns over on the left side to Gage Pitt. Gage elevates at the elbow, gives it down to the corner to Grimes. Lane looking to drive the baseline, kicks it out. Burns stops the key for three. That one's off the back rim. Rebound volleyed up, controlled by Andrews, but we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Keaton Nicholson went up high and knocked that ball over to Andrews, but he was on the back of one of the Willard Tigers. And with 5:09 to play in the first half, they are down four. Willard with the basketball. They get it to Hall on the left side wing. Gives it inside, back outside, fires a three. That one's no good. Nicholson rebounds it for Thayer and Bobcats. Chance to make some noise here. Long lead pass up the floor to Grimes. Gives it to Nicholson, trailing the play. Now back out to Andrews in the corner to Burns. Baseline drive. Kicks it out to Pitts. He shoots it down inside to Andrews in traffic. Gets tied up. Got rid of the ball to Lane Grimes. Grimes driving down the baseline. His shot blocked. And the loose ball comes off to Brown for Willard. Up the sideline. Kicks it down to Wilkins in the corner. Back out to Pulford. Now left side Crichton. Now get it down to Davis. Davis driving the baseline. He travels. Another step down of bounds, actually. So Gavin Davis turns it over. Substitution for Willard. And they will bring Logan Crichton out of the ballgame. So Willard back to the starters with 4:26 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball down by four. Remember, they trailed by six at the end of one quarter. Here's Andrews going baseline, slides in the lane, pulls up the jumper, and it's good. Jordan Andrews with 7 in the first half, and Thayer back to within 2 again. 23-21 our score. Willard with the basketball. I kick it out top for Brown. Brown gives it to Pulford. He'll dump it down inside to Davis. Davis powers it up and in. Big, strong kid. He's got 10 points in the first half. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Andrews will give it out to Burns, top of the key. Aiden running from there. Flings it on the left side wing. Now gets it right back. Now going right side to Pitts. Mentioned earlier, Gage got some tape on his arm, dealing with an arm injury. I think a spider bite. Here's Thayer with the basketball. They get it down low to Nicholson. Nicholson shoots and scores. Nicholson with his second bucket of the night. And Thayer back within 2, 25-23, folks. Hang on, we got an old-fashioned barn burner brewing here at the Willard High School gym. I'd say if you were close, come on out, but I'm afraid you couldn't get here by the time we're done. So just keep your radio on or keep listening on the app. Pulford with it now for Willard. Got it on the right side wing. Gets it down the corner to Wilkin. Wilkin back out to Pulford. He'll give it to Hall. Now they'll restart with Wilkin on the right side. Long pass down to Pulford. Got it to Davis. Bounces one out to Hall. Three-point shot's on the way. That one's no good. And the rebound, Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. 2:50 to go in the first half. Thayer with a chance to tie the game here. Jordan Andrews out top. Long three-pointer for the lead. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Willard. Jordan Andrews failing the offense tonight. Couldn't get that one to drop. And Willard with the ball up by 2. Under 2.5 to go. Here's a baseline drive by Hayden Brown for Willard. Bobcats cut him off, gives it outside, back to Pulford. Now to Davis in the corner. Fakes the three, now steps around the defense, and we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul's going to be on Keaton Nicholson. That'll be number 2 on Keaton here in the first half. No serious foul trouble. Nicholson with 2, Gage Pitts with 2. That is team foul 4 on the Thayer Bobcats. Willard's only been called for 2. Pulford with the ball off the inbound, shoots a 3. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the rebound. They'll fail with a chance to tie it again. 2:13 to go in the first half. Gage Pitts crosses the timeline. They're going to get into a half-court set. Burns swings it over to Grimes. Out on the left wing. Back out to Pitts. He'll fire one top of the key. That one's no good. Rebound. Volleyed up and controlled by Keaton Nicholson for the Bobcats. Bounces it to Burns. It penetrates into lane. No underhanded scoop shot, no good. Rebound gets on the floor and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Willard Tiger basketball. Minute 49 to go in the first half. Scoring is slowed down. Willard has only scored 7 points this quarter. Thayer scored 11. Bobcats back to within 2. Willard Tigers take their time. That good basketball team. They're 5-2 playing in a good area. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound taken by Lane Grimes for Thayer. And Thayer with a chance to tie it up again. Jordan Andrews bringing it across the timeline. Bring it over to Aiden Burns. He'll give it up for Grimes on the left side wing. Drive back out top to Burns. Faking a drive down the lane. Kicks it back out. Down to the high post to Nicholson. Nicholson holds it on the high post. Nobody cutting to the basket. Gives it up outside to Andrews. Andrews looking for a screen. Penetrates. Out to Pitts. Gage thought about the three. Doesn't take it. He's it back to Burns. Now Nicholson down inside challenges the defense and scores. Keaton Nicholson ties the game at 25. First tie since it was 0-0. Bears fought their way all the way back from down 9 early. And with under a minute to go, Willard with the basketball. Coach Jeremy Dressler directing his team offensively. And now Pulford got the ball out of midcourt. He's just going to hold it. They're going to hold for the final shot of the first half. Gives us an opportunity to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, the Country Cottage Cafe, Thayer Walmart Store, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Olson. 15 seconds to go in a half. We're tied at 25. Wilder's been holding it for 50 seconds. And now Pulford with 8 seconds. Starts the offense. Looking for the outlet. Gives it out top for Hall. Hall wings it inside with 1. Pulford, top of the key. It's good. It's a buzzer for 3. Pulford hits a 3 from the top of the key. And Willard has a 3-point lead, 28-25, over the Thayer Bobcats at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And you're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats in a dandy this afternoon, 28-25. Willard with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. And just too much inside for Thayer to handle, especially early in the game. And here's the situation. Thayer came up last night. They played a game, a 30-point win over Lamar. They stayed in a motel last night. And I stayed at the same motel, and I know there was not a whole lot of ruckus going on or anything like that. But anytime you're not in your own bedroom, you're not in your own bed, and you wake up and you're going to play a game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it takes a little bit of time to kind of get started. And that seemed to be the way it was here for Thayer, excuse me, at least early in the game. There seemed just to be a step slow, not as quick, and especially on the offensive end, the shots not dropping, and I'm talking about point-blank shots, just weren't dropping, so Bobcats seemed to be struggling a little bit with that. But about midway through the half, they really started to wake up, so to speak, picked up the pace of the game, both on the defensive and offensive end, and they battled back from 9 down to just trail by 3 here at the half, and actually battled from 9 down to tie the game at 25, and then Fulford hit that 3 top of the key at the buzzer to give Willard the lead here, 28-25. So good first half of basketball, and as I mentioned in the pregame, I talked to Matt Pitts before the ball game, and he said, this will be the best team that we've played all year. And he said, 1 through 5, he said, they may be the best team that we play all year. And they've got some depth. So the Willard Tigers, good basketball team there, 5-2 on the year. Of course, they are 5-0 coming in and ranked number 1 in the state in Class 3. We'll say thanks to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. The Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius. And the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Again, Bobcats are down 28-25 at the half. We'll be back with your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing by one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hey, we're back at Willard High School. I want to say thanks to Jeremy Dressler and the staff here at Willard. They've been very good to us and very hospitable. We've made the trip up for the ball game this afternoon. And let's see here, 28-25. Thayer down by three at the intermission. Let's take a look at the scoring. Thayer scored 12 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. Willard got out to a fast start tonight. They scored 18 in the first quarter and 10 in the second. Individual scoring, the Willard Tigers are led at the half by Gavin Davis. The big senior's got 10. 6 points for Trey Pulford, those two three-pointers, including the one at the buzzer to end the half. Cooper Wilkin has got 5 points, including a three-pointer, a three-pointer for Brett Hall, and 4 points for the other big senior, Hayden Brown. They got a pair of 6-4s and both very athletic. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Jordan Andrews. He's got 7 in the first half. 6 for Keaton Nicholson, 5 for Lane Grimes, 8-3 for Gage Bitts, and 4 for Aiden Burns. So good scoring up and down the lineup, but the Bobcats are going to need some more if they're going to come back and win this game. Well, say thanks this morning to your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include Forcers, True Value, and Napa Auto Parts at Thayer. Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, along with Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Let's take another time out. You're listening to the Thayer Peach Dan Halftime Report. Our third quarter coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent, every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back getting ready for the second half again. Fair Bobcats are down 3, headed to the third quarter. I want to remind you, coming up later today here on K-Country 95, the Ecom Sports Network, we'll have both the championship games of the Battle of the Border tournament down at Mammoth Spring. Mike Robertson will have the call as the Fair Lady Bobcats and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears play in the championship game. That'll be at about 6 o'clock this evening, and there's basketball going on there all afternoon, so I would anticipate maybe be a little bit beyond 6 o'clock, but scheduled for 6 o'clock for that one. And then the scheduled 7:30 start, and I'll have the call of the game between the Alton Comets and the Highland Rebels. I think that's going to be a dandy tonight as well. And, a couple of great games coming up this afternoon. And over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift, we've got the men's consolation game started, I believe. Mammoth Spring and Viola are playing over there on that one. All that at the Battle of Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. All right, Willard picks the basketball. They start the second half. They get it out front. Colford for a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound control by Gage Pitts. And here come the Fair Bobcats pushing it. Pitts to Andrews. Back to Pitts. Cutting down the lane. Goes down to the baseline. Kicked out to Burns for three. That one's too hard off the back rim. Rebound. Gets on the floor. And Lane Grimes runs it down for the Fair Bobcats. Bobcats will reset the offense. Outside they go. Now to Grimes on the left. Grimes back over to Burns. Burns down the right side of the lane, gets it over to Andrews on the left side. Andrews moving off a screen, kicks it in the corner for Burns. Driving the baseline, hands it off to Nicholson, who lays it over the rim and in. Nicholson now with 8 points to lead the Thayer Bobcats this afternoon. And Thayer back to within one, 28-27. Willard with it, working around the perimeter. That ball over to Davis. Davis, one of their big men, plays out on the wing. Or excuse me, not Davis, that was Brown that time. Davis was down the low block. Willard Tigers working on the perimeter. Bobcats still making that zone defense. That's play zone just about all the time. Hall with the top of the key going down the right side. Hands the ball up on a dribble drive to Wilkins. Wilkins powers it down inside to Brown. Brown throws it through the lane. Ball intercepted by Burns. Burns off on the break. Got a man on the left side. Got it to Grimes. Waits for the defense to clear. Then misses the short jumper. Grimes misses the layup. Slaps his hands. Here goes Willard the other way with a rebound. Shot up, no good. Rebound. Shot blocked. We're going to get a foul on the Bobcats. I was surprised we didn't get a foul on Willard on the rebound. It looked like to me Davis with a little push as he was behind Nicholson. Then Nicholson went up and Keaton Nicholson called for his third foul of the afternoon. That comes with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. And Willard at the free throw line. Number 32, Gavin Davis, a 6'4 senior. Trying to add to the one-point lead by the Willard Tigers. There, Bobcats. On the lane, and the free throw is up and good. Davis hits one. He's got 11, and it's back to a two-point game. Willard with the lead. There, Bobcats with the ball. Willard picking up, playing a little man-to-man defense here. Bobcats out on the floor. Pitts will swing it out top for Nicholson. Round on the left side to Grimes. Grimes, quick pass down the lane for Burns. Burns. Gets it back out to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake, pull-up jumper, 12 feet, no good. Rebound, Nicholson had it knocked away and picked up by Davis. Davis running the floor. Pass down to the right side. We're going to get a foul. We got a kick ball. Ball was kicked by the defense. So Willard will inbound it on the near side with 5:57 to go in the third quarter with a two-point lead. And now, Bobcats think that should be a green ball, but the official gives it to White. I thought it was a kickball. They said it just went out and hit the sideline. Here's a long shot out of the corner by Pulford for Willard off the inbound. It's no good. Fair Bobcats down the rebound. Pitch out to Grimes. Grimes driving the lane. Shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. Oh, there should have been a foul there. Yeah, should have been a foul on that block and none called. And Coach Matt Pitts up giving the official an earful. Substitution for Willard, number 11, Hayden Brown out of the game. Number 24 checks in, 6'1 senior Blake Shanks. Fair inbounds the ball, got it to Burns in the lane. A little shake and bake, no. Nicholson down the rebound, throws it back up and gets fouled on the play. And it'll be Nicholson going to the line to shoot two. Foul on number 24, Shanks for Willard. That'll be his first and the first team foul. In the second half on Willard, they've only been called for three for the whole game. And another free throw here for Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson leads the Bobcats with 8 points tonight. And he left the free throw a little bit short. Keaton missed one earlier in the ballgame. Now 0 for 2 from 15 feet away. set to shoot another. This team down by two. This one's good. So Nicholson now with 9 points to lead the Bobcats. And Thayer back to within one, 29-28. Willard with it. Out top is Wilkins on the right side wing. He takes it on the dribble drive, gives it in the corner to Hall. Brett Hall moves it back to the outside. Bobcats jumping with a double team. He'll give to Pulford. Pulford pass on the right side. Almost intercepted by Andrews. Ball goes back to Pulford. Pulford, top of the key. Moves to the elbow. Pass is stolen by Andrews. Jordan Andrews off on the break. One man to beat. He'll slide past him and score. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead at 30-29 on the bucket by Jordan Andrews. And it was the defense for the Bobcats getting the job done. Bobcats up 30-29 with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Bobcat fans making some noise. Here's another steal by Thayer. Gage Pitts got this one. Running the floor to Andrews. Andrews trying to lob pass down inside. It's going to be deflected by the defense. Tried actually not a lob pass. He tried a bounce pass down to Burns. The defense knocked it away. Thayer up by one with a basketball. 4:45 to go in the third. And here goes Hayden Brown back in the game for Willard. Blake Shanks will check out. Willard getting the size back in there. A pair of 6'4s. Bobcats inbound the ball. Andrews in the corner. Moves off a screen. 15-footer from the left wing is no good. Rebound. Lane Grimes challenges the defense. Couldn't hit the shot. A rebound taken by Davis. Davis. Long pass up the floor. Too far out. And it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Hayden Brown. Willard there probably should have pulled that thing back. Got it to a guard. Gavin Davis trying to handle it. Made a bad pass. But they with a one-point lead. Got the ball back here with 4:25 to go. In the third quarter, good ball game, folks. Hang around. You don't want to miss the finish of this one. It's going to be a good one. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Out front, Nicholson swings it over to Grimes on the right side wing. Back out on top to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake. Splits through a double team all the way to basket and score. Jordan Andrews heating up. He's got 11-4 in the third quarter. He scored the last two buckets for Thayer, and the Bobcats now with a three-point lead. Biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. Willard with it. Pulford. Gives it down in the corner to Brown. Hayden Brown out around the three-point line. He gives it back outside for Hall. Hall down the corner to Pulford on the left side. Pass inside. Stolen by Andrews. Got it out to Burns. Burns will drive to the bucket. He elevates. Misses it. Oh, he made it. He makes the dunk and gets fouled. Hayden Burns for the Thayer Bobcats goes for two and will count the basket. Foul is on number 32, Gavin Davis. Aiden Burns ignites the crowd, and the Thayer Bobcats up 5, 34-29. Aiden Burns going to the free throw line. That will be on Pulford, and he gets an earful from Coach Dressler. And the free throw by Burns is up and good. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 6. And the defense has really stepped up their game here in the third quarter. Aaron Williford, or Willard with a basketball pass in length, stolen by Grimes. Grimes ahead to Burns. Around the defense, misses a shot, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Willard. It'll be a push. Thayer will inbound the ball on the baseline. Thayer just out hustling Willard right now. All over the floor. Fouls on number 11. Hayden Brown will be his first. And Willard wants a timeout. 35-29. Thayer leads it by 6. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. Aiden Burns with a dunk and one. Jordan Andrews with a pair of steals and layups on the other end. Thayer Bobcats now with a six-point lead over the Willard Tigers. Remember, Thayer trailed by 9 at one point in this game. Bobcats making the comeback. Thayer inbounds it off the baseline, and we'll get it into Aiden Burns out front. Thayer now to set the offense. Gage Pitts with it out across the top of the key. Now backs it back out near midcourt. He's over to Grimes. Grimes holds it on the wing. Back out to Burns on top. Burns with a penetration move. Lays it up. Shot is blocked. Nicholson comes out there with a loose ball and then loses it out of bounds. And Bobcat fan wanted that ball knocked out of his hands by the defense. But not going to get the call. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up 6. Willard with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. They get it to Hall. Hall will get the offense started, swings it over to Crichton on the left side. Back on the right side to Hall. Brett Hall leaves it in the corner for Wilkin. Wilkin gets tied up by the defense and has to throw it off the leg of a Thayer Bobcat and out of bounds. Good defense by the Thayer Bobcats. They got Wilkin, who is 5'7". Bobcats got him trapped in the corner, and he did about the only thing he could do. Now was throw it off of a Bobcat out of bounds. Bobcats go retrieve the ball. Now Willard will inbound it right in front of their own bench, and they get it into Crichton out on top. Crichton swings it on the left side wing, got it in the corner now. Three-point shot is on the way. That one is no good. Rebound Aiden Burns for the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcats have rebounded the ball better second half. They get up the floor to Andrews. Andrews out to Burns. Burns a little shake and bake. Couldn't get open. Is it now to Keaton Nicholson out around the three-point line in the corner. Taking one of those big men for Willard with him. Getting him out of the lane so the Bobcat guards have a little room to work in the paint. They're working on the perimeter here. Willard still playing man-to-man defense. Thayer will get it. One-on-one move. Andrews swings it around to Grimes. Steps into a three and nailed it. Grimes with a three-pointer. Brought to you by the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Grimes now with 8 in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats put some distance between themselves and Willard. 38-29. Thayer Bobcats with a lead now. Biggest lead of the game for Thayer. Willard work it into the right corner. Got it back outside for Brown. Brown makes left, goes right, steps into the lane, traveled, no call, rebound, volleyed up and controlled by Willard. They'll dump it inside to Davis, and Davis with the bucket. First bucket of the second half for Davis. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with it on the other end. Andrews, with a minute 34 to go in the third quarter, gives it up and around the horn to Grimes on the left side wing. Lane brings it on the right side to Andrews. Andrews slashes in the lane, little running one-hander, no good. And the rebound taken, and we get a foul. That'll be on Andrews, I believe. Yep. Jordan Andrews over the back. A little frustration foul there and missing that shot. And for Jordan Andrews, that is his first substitution for Willard, number 24. Check it in. Blake Shanks. And Crichton steps out. Minute 16 to go in the third. Thayer with a 7-point lead here over the Willard Tigers. Willard with it. Got it to Brown. Brown in the corner. To Shanks. Shanks or gives it right back to Brown. Brown trying to pass it inside. It goes outside to Wilkins for three. That's no good. The rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats control the ball with under a minute to go. I'm laying 100 on the fact they're going to hold this one for the final shot with a 7-point lead. Gage Pitts just going to hold the ball out front. Gives us time to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters like the Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Bill and Darren and all the games. The Thayer Pizza Inn and Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley. Thayer Bobcats working the clock down to 34 seconds to go now in the first half. Andrews has got it. Bounces it to Nicholson. Nicholson will give it right back to Burns. Burns hands off. No, keeps it. 25 seconds to go in the third period. Thayer protecting a 7-point lead. Burns has got it on the dribble. Hands it out to Gage Pitts. They like to get it started with about 13 seconds to go, and that's where we're at right now. Gage Pitts out front, little penetration move, gives it now to Grimes in the corner. 10 seconds, ball goes to Burns. Burns looking to make a move down the right side of the lane, dumps it down inside to Nicholson, shot blocked, and then he gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And nice play there, Burns dumped it down to Nicholson. And Nicholson gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two with 3.1 seconds to go in the first half. So they with a chance here to go into the fourth quarter up by 9. If Nicholson can convert to free throws. First one is good. Nicholson with 10 points tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, for the 6'5 senior. Getting it done for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Another one is on the way. This one is good. Nicholson with 11. Thayer with a 9-point lead. A little backcourt pressure now for Thayer. Willard throws it over the top to Crichton. Long shot to Butter. No good. That's the end of our third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Willard Tigers 40-31. We'll take a timeout and we're back with our fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Let Hirsch Feed help you finish your holiday shopping. Starting December 13th through the 24th, we have 20% off Twisted X boots and buy one, get one 50% off Montana Smith jewelry. Take 10% off Bruder and Ertl Farm Toys, Durango boots, socks, cinch tops, and jeans. We have 15% off Breyer and Buster brand toys, Panhandle tops, Ariat boots, jeans, tops, and much more. Their store only. Merry Christmas from all of us.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
We're back to the Willard High School, getting ready for our fourth quarter of action. Thayer Bobcats with a 9-point lead, 40-31 over the Willard Tigers. Thayer outscoring Willard 15-3 in that quarter. 15-3 over Willard in the third quarter to take the 9-point lead into the fourth quarter. Hang on, I'm sure Willard's got a run left in him somewhere. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Jordan Andrews going to the bucket, hangs in the air, shoots and scores. Andrews with 13 in the game, and Andrews puts the Thayer Bobcats up by 11, biggest lead of the game by either team. They are trailed by as many as 9 in the first half, and they have really turned it on second half. Here comes Willard with the basketball. They got it inside. Gavin Davis will get the bucket, and Gavin Davis has scored all 5 points for Willard here in the second half. That's right, Willard has scored 5 points total in the second half. Bobcat defense has been pretty good. Here's Andrews, little Gibbons. Give and go, and got the ball to Burns. Burns will hesitation and call for a travel. So Willard will get it on the turnover, down by 9. Bobcats can't afford those kind of turnovers. Got to take care of the basketball when you got it. Willard with it. They'll swing it up the right side. Got it to Hall. He'll dump it down to Davis. Davis going to Brown. It was Brown that had it. Gave it to Davis down the right side of the lane, and he scored. And Davis has scored the first two buckets of the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, 7-point game. Thayer with the lead and the basketball here. Lane Grimes will feed it to the top of the key to Burns. Burns down the right side of the lane, all the way under the bucket, back out to Grimes. Grimes looking to penetrate. Now gives it to Andrews. Andrews backed it out. Thayer Bobcats have played the same five the entire game. No subs have played in the game tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Willard has used the rotation of 7. Thayer with it out front. Aiden Burns. Winged it down to Grimes in the corner for 3. Can he hit another one? No. Pitch with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Willard Tigers. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. What a tip by Gage Pitch. Couldn't get it to drop, but he came flying down the baseline. Got that ball right when it came off the rim. Thayer inbounded here with 6:26 to go. They lob it into Nicholson. He misses the tip, but Burns is there to clean it up. Burns cleans it up with his 9th point of the game. And Thayer back up by 9, 44-35. Willard with it. In the corner is Wilkin. Wilkin brings it out top. And they'll swing on the right side to Pulford. Pulford back to Wilkin now in the right corner. Got it down inside to Brown. Brown powers it up. And no good. Gets his own rebound. Powers it up again. No good, but he's fouled. So here in the fourth quarter, Coach Dressler of the Willard Tigers says, we got to go back to our bigs. That was on number 35, Keaton Nicholson. And that'll be foul number 4 on Nicholson tonight. That is the third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Brown at the line shooting the free throws. First one is up and good. Aiden Brown now with, I've got him for 5 points. And he will shoot another. It is no good off the front rim. Rebound taken by Andrews for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Under 6 minutes to go. Andrews racing up the floor. Beats everybody down the court and scores the layup. Hustle play by Andrews. He got 15 in the game, and Thayer back up by 10. 5:46 to go. Willard handles it out top. Brown's got it in the lane. Pushes off. No call. Got the ball out to Pulford. Hangs in the air. Shoots no good. And the rebound. Oh, taken by Willard. Shot it up again by Davis. No good. And he follows it again and scores. That's 19 for Davis. And back to an 18-point game. That was an obvious push-off on that play. No foul call. Thayer brings the ball into the front court. Burns got it over the right side to Grimes. Grimes back on top to Burns. Burns turns, faces the basket, going down the left side of the lane, lays it up with the left hand, and it's good. Aiden Burns with a pretty move. Gets in double figured with 11. Bayer back up 10 again. Willard working around the perimeter. Got ball over to Pulford. Pulford to Hall. Hall swings it right side. Long shot is up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Keaton Nicholson's got it for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, that was a rebounding battle right there. I mean, a battle for that rebound, and Thayer now with the ball. Chance to go up 12. Andrews brings in the front court, gives to Burns. Now Pitts on the left side wing. Back out to Burns on top. Down the corner to Grimes. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Goes high post to Nicholson. Hands it off to Gates. Pitts, who scores the layup. Thayer Bobcats with a beautiful feed from the high post. Thayer up 12. Willard with a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, back after the timeout, Thayer Bobcats now out to a 12-point lead with 4:31 to play in the game. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcats supporters like the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Bonnie's Outdoors of West Plains, and Ozarka College. Helping to bring you the game today from Willard High School, Willard, Missouri, just a little north of Springfield, in the general vicinity of the Springfield Regional Airport. And the Thayer Bobcats have come from 9 points down, now have a 12-point lead. They have held Willard to 10 points in the second half. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play. While the Thayer Bobcats, on the other hand, have scored, in the half, the Bobcats have scored 25. At 25 at the half, have 50 now with 4:28 to go in the game. Willard with the basketball. Got it down the right corner for Logan Brown. Brown out around the three-point line. You'd like for him to stay out there. Gives it off now to Gavin Davis, the other big in the corner. He goes to the high post now to Shanks. Shanks travel with the basketball. Yep, Blake Shanks just checked into the ball game during the timeout. He traveled with the ball, so Thayer now the chance to go up 14. And Willard's going to try a little full-court man-to-man pressure. Bobcats get it in to Gage Pitts. Pitts working up the floor. Now they're going to try and trap him to get over to Burns. And Burns, long pass up the floor, is stolen by Willard. Here come the Tigers. Burns got a little bit of a hurry there, didn't have to. Willard Tigers with the ball, down by 12. Got it down low, and there's a whistle and a blocking foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Official almost called the charge and then went for the block. And the foul on Burns will be his first of the afternoon. And Gavin Davis going to the free throw line for the Willard Tigers. First free throw is up and good. I'd messed up on my scoring earlier for Davis. That is now 18 points in the ballgame. He's shooting for number 19. He's been a force when they've gone to him. Had 10 points in the first half and now has scored 9 in the second half. Thayer's lead is 10. Willard again with full court pressure. Burns in the backcourt. Got across the timeline to Andrews. Willard really starting to scramble now. Double teaming on the ball. Here's Lane Grimes in the lane. Back out to Burns. Burns on top looking for the outlet. Burns swings it over to Gage Pitts. Pitts draws the double team to him, dribbles out of it, got it to Grimes. Grimes tied up on the sideline. His pass is stolen by the Tigers. Oh, my goodness. Davis tried to get fancy and go under the rim and lay it up from the backside, and he missed it. Bobcats got the rebound, and Shanks fouled the Bobcats on the rebound. That time, Gavin Davis just went up, laid it up on the right side. He tried to get fancy, go under the rim and reverse layup it, and he missed it. Wow. Here comes the Thayer Bobcats with the ball, a 10-point lead. Gage Pitts holds it on the right side. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go now in the game. Got it out to Burns. Burns takes it down the right side, all the way to Bucket, lays it up and in. Nobody picked him up. I think Burns was as surprised as everybody that nobody came and picked him up, and the point for Burns now 13 in the game. Here's Willard with it, swinging it around. They get it down in the corner. Long three-point shot is good for number 3, Brett Hall, his second three-pointer of the night. And the Thayer lead, 42-43. 2:40 to play in the game. Bobcats with it. Aiden Burns out top. Down on the baseline to to Grimes, slides down the lane. His shot is blocked by Davis. Grimes wanted a foul, no call. Willard coming the other way with a loose ball. Got it inside. Now they kick it back outside. Wilkin to Hall. Hall swings it around on the left side. Going in the lane to Shanks. Shanks, a little underhanded shot. No good, and a foul. And if they call that on Keaton Nicholson, that will be his fifth of the game. Are they going to call that on Nicholson? I think they are. They call on number 35, Keaton Nicholson, and that'll be his fifth. Keaton Nicholson has fouled out of the game tonight. But what a game by the senior. Nicholson with 11 points. He was trying to play in there with two bigs, and Nicholson has fouled out with 2:19 to play. Bobcats will counter with Asa. Let's see, who is it? Number two, Rowan Spencer. We'll check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, they're going from 6'5 to 5'10. Shanks will hit the free throw. His first point of the game. First player other than one of the starters to score for Willard. Same holds true for the Thayer Bobcats. Second shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Gage Pitts. So the Bobcats win the ball back. 2:17 to go with a 52-44 lead. And they break the full court man-to-man pressure. Andrews cutting into the lane, pulls up with a shot, and it's good. Andrews goes and gets him one. 17 now for Andrews. And with 2 minutes to go, Thayer back up by 10. Willard with the ball. Pulford brings it down the left corner to Shanks. He'll bring it way back out front to Hall. Hall going inside to Brown. Brown couldn't find a shot. Keeps it back outside. Running pressure time off the clock here for Willard. They got it to Pulford. Pulford back out in the corner for Hall. Three-point shot is good. 9 for Brett Hall. And the Thayer lead is now 7. Bobcats in the backcourt. Gage Pitts brings it across the timeline. Pull up, a little running one-hander. Is up and no good. And not a good shot there for Thayer. Not a good shot. Here comes Willard with a rebound. Pulford races up the floor. Got it down in the corner to Brown. Back to Pulford for three. That one's good. Hold on, folks. Pulford with a three has got 9 points. Minute 15 to go. Thayer up by 4. 54-50. Bobcats. Give it over to Roland Spencer, and we're going to get a foul. And they're going to call this, yeah, foul on Willard. Number three called for the foul. That is Brett Hall. You find that you might probably heard the Willard fans didn't like that one. Substitution now for Thayer. Asa Walsh will check in. So a minute 7 to play in the game. And we're going to get a timeout call. 54-50. Timeout on the floor. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. A minute 7 to play. We'll take timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Oh, back here at Willard High School with the Thayer Bobcats have a 4-point lead over the Willard Tigers, 54-50. Thayer will inbound the ball after the timeout. And Burns, the trigger man, will bring it into Grimes. Grimes gives it over to Gage Pitts. Down to 1 minute to play as Pitts brings it back into the front court, gives it over to Burns. Thayer going to play keep away here. Willard double teaming on the ball. Burns, pass, got down low to Andrews. Back out to Grimes. Grimes elevates for a shot and gets fouled. Grimes going right to the bucket. I thought Thayer might try and just hang on to that thing for the final minute, but they attacked the basket, and they made Willard foul him. So Lane Grimes will be at the line to shoot two for Thayer. Good free throw shooter. Grimey has scored 8 in the ballgame tonight, make it 9. Looking to get double digits for the second time in 2 days. Actually, second time in less than 24 hours. That's the thing about this game. Well, both teams, actually. Both teams playing. Oh, and Grimes misses the second one. So the Thayer lead is 5 with 51 seconds to go. Willard with it on the offensive end. They got an inside ball stolen by Pitts. Thayer Bobcats with a steal. He gives it to Andrews. We're down to 42 seconds. And Willard now going to have to stop fouling Andrews, and now we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a hold. It'll be called on Willard, and that'll send Aiden Burns to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Fouled by number 11, Hayden Brown. And Aiden Burns at the line. Burns in double figures tonight. He's got 13. Trying to add to a Bobcat lead here. First free throw bounces up off the back of the rim. No good. Bounced out, so Burns misses the front end of the 1-1. Willard with basketball. Pulford looking to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Kicks it back out top. They're looking for a three ball. Now to get it down low. Ball almost stolen by Pitts, but Gage is going to be called for a foul. Pitts almost with a steal. He's going to be called for the foul. That'll be number 3 on Gage. And Willard will inbound the ball here with 26 seconds to go. They need a quick bucket. They inbound it to Brown just outside the lane. Backs down the defender, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Offensive foul. There was no doubt about that one. Brown trying to back down the defender. I mean, he just powered right through the defender, knocked him down. Bobcats will inbound the ball. And, I mean, it was an offensive foul, so no shot. But Andrews catches the inbound pass and gets fouled immediately by Brett Hall. Will be his second. And Jordan Andrews going to the free throw line trying to add to a 5-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Stay tuned after the ball game for the post-game report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We're going to talk with Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats about this one this afternoon. And I don't know what we're holding on here for. Coach Dressler for Willard talking something over with the officials. And he gets a sub in the game. He's going to send Shanks in there. 24 seconds to play in the ball game. And first free throw is up and good for Jordan Andrews. Andrews now with 18 on the line. And the Bobcat All-Stater came to play this afternoon. He'll shoot for number 19 here and a 7-point lead. First one there, it's up and it's no good. Rebound taken by Willard. Here come the Tigers. Pulford into the front court. They're looking for a 3-point shot right here, I'm sure. They get it to Wilkin. Wilkin, long shot, air ball. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 13 seconds left. Thayer Bobcats have had a battle here this afternoon. They were down 9 in the first half. And Thayer, well, they inbounded to Pitts, and Gage is going to be fouled by Wilkin. But this one, not all over, folks. 13 seconds to go. Thayer up by 6. They have a chance to make it 7 and then 8. It looks like the Thayer Bobcats will get to 6-0, headed to the Kabul Holiday Tournament the week after Christmas. Here's the first free throw for Gage. Pitts is up. It is good. Gage now with 6 points in the ballgame tonight. Good balance scoring again for the Thayer Bobcats, just like last night. 3 Bobcats in double figures. Here's Pitts with another one. He's got 7. And another Bobcat with 9. So good balance scoring. Here comes Willard. Long shot out of the corner by Pulford is good. Pulford hits the 3, his 4th one of the night. And we're going to get a timeout called by Willard. 58-53. Thayer leads it by 5 with 4 seconds left. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing by one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Back after the timeout there, Bobcats inbound his ball, and immediately Gage Pitts was fouled. So Gage going back to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1, and the first one, or actually shooting 2 here. That was the 10th team foul on Willard, and the first one rolls off the rim, no good. I mentioned before the game, Gage dealing with an issue with his left arm. Gets this one to go up and in. 8 points now for Gage Pitts. There, Bobcat lead is 6. Here's Pulford. Long shot to Bowser, no good. That's the end. 59. 53. The Fayer Bobcats with a win over the Willard Tigers here on the road. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fayer in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And back after the ball game, the Fayer Bobcats remain unbeaten. They go to 6-0 as they beat the Willard Tigers here at Willard, 59-53. But, folks, it wasn't easy. The Fayer Bobcats were actually down by 6 at the end of a quarter, and were down 3 at the half. They outscored Willard 15-3 in the third quarter. They really turned up the heat defensively in that third period. Again, Fayer took the lead into the fourth quarter, 40-31. Willard hit a couple of threes late. As a matter of fact, Trey Pulford hit two and Brett Hall hit one for Willard to kind of close the gap a little bit. But the Fayer Bobcats with an impressive win, and we talked with Coach Matt Pitts before the ball game, and he told me, he said, this would be the best five, starting five, that the Fayer Bobcats might see pretty much all season long. And I'm